Amen. I need thee. Not just every day, but I need thee every hour. I think some of you can relate to that. Those words have true meaning, and it relates so well with today's text. I ask that you bow your head for a quick word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to stand before your people in this house and deliver a word from you. I pray that you will speak through me, cover me, let you take over, and let Pat take a back seat. I pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen. An important question is raised in verse 9. It says, how can a young man keep his way pure? Pure. We know what that word means. By keeping in accordance to your word. Some versions say thy word. But there isn't just a question in this verse. There's also an answer to that question. How can a young person keep his way pure? The question concerns a young man and his most challenging job that he has in life is keeping his way pure. The first thing that we learn is that the word is our guard. You may wonder why the writer starts with a question regarding young people. Is there something wrong with us older people? Nope, there isn't. But if you think about it, think about when we're in the company of younger kids, the habits that they form. Think about when you were young. Your parents told you, don't do this, don't do that, it's bad, whatever. They were trying to help you. They were trying to form you. They were trying to shape you for when you got a little bit older. An example of this for me was when I was younger, I was taught to say thank you when someone said something or did something nice for me because I was taught that at an early age. Now I say thank you quite often. But before I go on, let's look at these verses again. Verse 9, how can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to thy word. Verse 10, with my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. Susan mentioned it earlier. The commandments. Verse 11, I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. So how does the young people stay protected in this world? It's kind of hard. They stay protected by becoming more familiar with the word of God. Again, how can a young man do this? How can a young person do this? I encourage you to let the word of God run through your soul and cleanse you on a daily basis. We know that God has promised to assist us, to help us through the trials. And for that reason, we must turn to God's instructions. The word of God is our guide. Ephesians tells us that the word is our weapon, and it is the sword of the Spirit. Some of us have many Bibles, different versions in our house. If the word is in our house, but not in our minds and in our hearts, then that weapon has lost all power that it was meant to have in our life. I think you missed it. The word is our weapon. If the word is in our house, in our home, and not in our minds and in our hearts, then that weapon has lost all power that it was meant to have in our life. The word will change you. The word will allow you to grow in your faith. Your mind and heart will be transformed. Jesus said it. You don't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. It's in the word. By storing this word up in our heart, do you know that the word, do you know the word well enough that you can access it during the times of your struggles, through your trials, through your storms? Do you have enough of that word built up so that when you need that word, you can go to that word? You don't have to go to the Bible and just flip. Start at the front. Okay, where is Psalms 119? Okay, page 1000. And do you have enough of that word inside of you? That's how you determine if you really have the word stored up. The word of God also brings you peace. In fact, it will leave you scratching your head. It will leave you saying, I should be upset over this. I should be upset over that. But because I'm so in tune with God, I know now that my thought is, I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know how he's going to fix it. But I know that it's going to be handled. And to be honest, I don't even care how he does it, as long as it gets handled. Because I have the faith and I have the confidence in that word because God says. And trust me, when you have that, you can walk into any stressful situation and walk right through it because you have a peace from within, because you know what that word means. With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. In this verse, we see that the psalmist making the voluntary and the action that not to only seek after God's word, but to actively remember it. Again, the term stored up, that is used here by the psalmist. I looked it up, the Hebrew word. It translates the meaning, which means to hide something away because it's so valuable. Saving it up for a rainy day, you know, because you'll need it at another time. We've all heard that phrase, saving it up for a rainy day. How many of you saved the word up for a rainy day? The psalmist also treasures God's words and God's instructions, but also seeks to hold on to it forever. You know how? Because he stores it up in his heart. I'm not making it up, it's in the word. This is an act of memorizing the scripture. We memorize scripture, don't we? We can just memorize it and just repeat it verbatim because we have it stored. That takes a lot of effort on us as believers, as Christians. I hear all the time, I can't memorize scriptures because I just can't remember it. But we remember everything else. We remember what channel we need to go to. We remember how to get on Facebook. We remember the person's name on Facebook. We remember a whole lot. We remember the words to songs that we sing. But we can't memorize the scripture. The more we don't do it, the less we are able to do it. I tell the kids that all the time. We have got to want to do it. This means that it may be hard to start off, but as you begin to memorize it, the more you do, the better you will become at it. You can memorize the scripture. You can memorize that word. You can hide it in your heart. The psalmist knows that if he will hide God's word in his heart, that when the time comes, he's going to make the best and most godliest decision that he can make, because he has God's word and instructions. That word and that instructions, that's a foundation that we are built on. You see, this is a time, we're in Lent. We all know that we're leading up to one of my favorite holidays, which is Easter. So I get a chance to talk about things that some people don't want to hear, don't want to talk about. But that's okay, because I'm going to talk about it. You see, the psalmist, he hides God's word so that when temptations come, temptations, we know when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted. But when the temptations of sins come calling, knocking at your door, because it will come, he will not allow himself to become tempted. He won't fall to temptations, but he knows that he is spiritually armed, armed with the word of God. But look what he also says. So I won't. This phrase here tells me that with temptation, he is tempted and he may want to do it, but he will not, because God's word is leading him and telling him not to. The psalmist not only praises God, but he also acknowledges that only God can truly reveal God's word to us. Some may think that we are incapable of knowing the true word of God. I don't think we are. We have to rely on God, God's words, you know, so that we can understand. We have to rely on God. We have to rely on the presence of God to know what the word is saying. We must also be in a constant praise of God. As Paul instructs, we must rejoice in God, our Savior, always. With my lips, I declare all the rules of my mouth. Here the psalmist says that with his very own mouth, out of his heart, he will declare the rule of God. The rule, what we live by. We don't want to break the rules. This is an act of us being obedient, because God's word is all over our life. Verse 14 says that in the way of our testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. Here the psalmist delights in God's testimonies. This action by him is telling us that he's delighted in the word, and because it reveals the love of God, the testimonies. Do you all realize that each testimony that you hear, it offers richness to others? It offers hope, so that if it happened to me, it can also happen to you. Have you seen the face of someone who has just won something like the lottery? Have you ever watched Let's Make a Deal or The Price is Right? Yeah. These people have a look that's like priceless on their face. You know, when they win, like, oh, it's me. Yeah, okay, I won. it's a picture that they have. It's like it's of joy. A face that you can't mistake. Yep, they're happy. They're joyful. What about those people who have just experienced a great moment in their life? Those who have just been saved. Those who have just been baptized. What about the first time you led someone to Christ? What about that? Did you have that same look on your face? I did. It brings pure joy. Can you honestly say that your heart leaps for joy when God's word is read or when it's spoken? Can you do that? I get excited. I was told that when the word of God is read, I should hold up the Bible and run around the church saying, it's scripture reading time. It's scripture reading time. Because it's the word of God. He is telling us here to be happy and delighted in God's word, and that this is one step towards living that pure and that holy life that God desires for each one of us. If you have ever trusted in God, then our position in Him never changes. He will never have to have that blood applied. Think about it, that blood. When He got on that cross, He did that for us. It was a reason. He doesn't have to do it again. We are saved and secured. Secured through the blood. We need a daily cleansing, don't we? We take a shower every day. We brush our teeth every day. We wash dishes every day. We cleanse something every day. But what about our souls? Do we cleanse that every day? Where do we get the cleansing that we need? That cleansing comes from the Word of God. John 15:3 states, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You see, we live in a time that brags about the products on TV. I see it all the time where we have to get, like you get a stain on your clothes. And, oh, I have this product here to get the worst stain out if you just use it. You know, we have Shout, we have OxyClean, bleach, you name it. We have something to clean up everything. We have one for ink and grease. It seems like we have a special stain remover for everything, right? But guess what? We are no different. Our lives are difficult. Our stains come in many shapes, sizes, and forms. The difference here, though, we only have to apply one cleaner to all of our stains. Just one. And that's the Word of God. It is the Word that cleanses us. No stain is too tough. No sin can stand up to it. Unlike those cleaners that we take our clothes to, it cleanses everything. You know, people take their clothes to the cleanest and don't get everything out. But I promise you that this Word of God will cleanse you.